You are listening to a tarot consultation on the Spirit Keepers Archive with Sarah Haskins.
Welcome back to the Spirit Keepers Archive, your go-to podcast for insightful tarot consultations and spiritual exploration. Today, we're going to hear from Eric. I'm going to read his email, his situation, to you, and then do a mini tarot consultation for insight into his situation. I'm going to show you how the tarot serves as a mirror into your own consciousness and how it sparks your imagination and your intuition in order to find the answers that are already buried within. And at the end of the episode, I'll give you some takeaways to think about or journal about. Okay, let's search the archive.
But first, a quick disclaimer. Tarot consultations offer insights by tapping into the unconscious, revealing uncanny revelations. They provide valuable insights, offer a different perspective, and identify the energy surrounding a situation. However, it is crucial to recognize that all decisions and actions stemming from the guidance of the cards are the sole responsibility of the querent.
Okay, and I'm going to read Eric's email. Hi there. I hope this message finds you well. I'm reaching out for some guidance, and I believe a tarot consultation might offer insights into my current situation. At 22, I've found myself at a crossroads. My passion lies in carpentry, but life took a different turn. Despite performing well in my CXC at 16, I was steered toward a college degree instead of trade school, where I truly wanted to be. After a few years of navigating that path, I've ended up working as a clerk and living at home with my mother and little brother. Unfortunately, the environment at home, coupled with personal issues, has led me into a depressive slump. Currently, I lack motivation and a clear way forward, especially with the disruptions caused by COVID. I'm considering therapy to address my personal challenges, but still feel lost in terms of my professional journey. My ultimate goal is to relocate to Canada, kickstart my life afresh, and pursue a career as an apprentice carpenter while delving into metalwork. In this overwhelming state, I am reaching out for help, recognizing that I struggled to open up to people around me due to social anxiety. I thought seeking guidance through this platform might be a positive first step as I work on my personal challenges. I appreciate any advice or insights you can offer to help me navigate this confusing phase in my life. Thank you for your time and consideration, Eric. Well, Eric, this crossroads is one that many people find themselves in, having gone down one path and wishing that they had taken another. So I am more than happy to pull a couple of cards and let you know what guidance the tarot has for you. Okay, Eric, I have shuffled the cards and pulled the King of Wands and the Eight of Pentacles. Very interesting. I feel like these two cards are going to have a great message for you. So starting with the King of Wands represents someone that is creative and very driven. All four kings in the tarots are masters or the full expression of whatever suit that they correspond to. So with the King of Wands being the element of fire, it's saying that he's got quite a bit of creativity, quite a lot of life experience under his belt. So when we apply it to your situation, you've already been through college. So you know that you are capable of intellectual learning, of going through something and starting something and finishing it even throughout its challenges. College is not easy. So we already know that you can do that. But since you're a creative soul with a passion for carpentry, this King of Wands suggests that you not only begin to move in this direction by, I don't know, taking action to sign up for classes or licensure to do carpentry, but that you understand that it will take time and you have the patience to stick with it. The King of Wands can also be indicative of a person in your life who is already in the position that you would like to be in. So if this is the case, it would serve you well to find this person, approach this person as a mentor of some kind to help streamline your pathway to the career that you want to have. Communicating with people who are already in the position that you want to be in can help you avoid some of the mistakes that they made. And like I said, streamline your path so that you have a direct idea, a 1, 2, 3, 4 step process to get to where you want to be. The Eight of Pentacles is all about perfecting a craft. Honestly, this Eight of Pentacles is probably one of the most appropriate cards for your inquiry because it's all about honing a skill, mastering a craft, and this card is considered the, quote, card of apprenticeship. This card indicates that the road ahead for you is going to require persistent effort and a willingness to take the time to perfect your practice. And it reminds you that the more you work at something, the better you will become at it. So if this is your passion, if this is what you want to do, it is not too late, but you must embrace the patience of the King, the life experience that you need, and the Eight of Pentacles, a willingness to perfect your craft. So when we put these two things together, what these two cards are saying is that in order to move forward and approach your dream of becoming a carpenter or a metal worker, you must have the creativity and the patience of the King while remaining open to starting at the bottom and being persistent. And while this may seem a little bit daunting, especially when we've hit this phase in our life where we're out of high school, we've gone through college, but we're still not where we want to be, and we have to start back at the bottom, that can feel very defeating. But the time is going to pass anyway, so it may as well pass while you're working towards something that actually means something to you. So while this might not be the most convenient time to have to start at the bottom because you now have to work a part-time job, you have responsibilities at home, and now you're also going to have to participate in training to learn and perfect your craft, these cards are saying by patiently investing your time and energy, not only will it pay off and you will learn what you need to learn and become good at what you do, but you are going to learn a lot about yourself along the way. And you will attain the status of the King of Wands, someone who has moved through the challenges, someone who has dealt with the excitement and the pitfalls and the ups and the downs. The second thing these two cards tell me is that the King of Wands does not move with haste. Therefore, putting your focus on one thing at a time is what's going to reap the most rewards for you. Making a move to Canada and then learning your craft might be overwhelming as you struggle to get settled in a new community and pay your bills and have to find, you know, all the things, your new grocery stores, your doctors, your dentists, all of the things that are required of being an adult. These two cards together say you'd do better to learn your craft and gain your knowledge while keeping your surroundings familiar until you're ready to make geographical changes. A lot of us, myself included, have struggled with the thinking of, oh, you know, I'll be happy when I have this, or when I move here, or when I have this skill, or I get this job, or this promotion, or when I have that partner. But those things do not create happiness. That is created within. These things will come to you much easier if you take the time to look at how far you've already come and the advantages that you have in the present and how you can leverage what is already strong within you to work for you. And when you make the most of that, it can boost you to the next level. And then additionally, enrolling in some type of therapy can help get you there as well, especially since you mentioned a bit of a depressive slump. Because when we're in these slumps where everything feels really difficult and like there's 100 steps ahead of us before we can reach our goal, that can make us lack the motivation that we need to begin on our journey to attaining what we want. And, you know, I think a lot of people don't really understand therapy. They think it's just for people who are sad and maybe need medication, or they're just complaining about their life because they don't know what to do. But therapy is a really great way to get support, to have someone objective on your side and helping you with your mindset so that you can push through those times when you're not feeling motivated and when you're looking at the 100 steps you have to take instead of just at the one step that you have to take. Because we can't take 100 steps at a time. We can only do one at a time. And so focusing on tiny chunks and getting the motivation going just to do that first little thing, and then the motivation to do the second little thing, having that support and that backing on your side can be really, really helpful. Okay, friends, that is my reading for Eric today. Your three takeaways are: number one, the King of Wands is a symbol of leadership, passion, and taking control of one's life. Eric should focus on taking charge of his own destiny, being confident in his abilities, and not being afraid to take risks in pursuing his true calling. Number two, the Eight of Pentacles represents dedication, hard work, and a mastery of a craft. Eric is being encouraged to invest time, energy, and patience in developing his carpentry and metalwork skills. This card suggests that hard work and diligence will pay off and bring a sense of accomplishment and expertise. And number three, it is essential that Eric remembers that life is a journey and setbacks are a part of it. They will happen. But by staying dedicated to your passion, taking steps towards your goals, and creating a path that aligns with your true desires will pan out in the end. Therapy can provide support and guidance as you navigate through this phase and help keep you on track with the mindset changes that are necessary. Thank you for joining me today. Check out the photos of the cards that I pulled for today on my Instagram, the Spirit Keepers Archive. If you're familiar with tarot or you see something in the cards you'd like to share, feel free to leave a comment. Your insight could be quite valuable. If you'd like to submit your own inquiry for a mini tarot consultation on this podcast, simply click the link in the bio of my Instagram, the Spirit Keepers Archive. Or you can find the link in the show notes. These readings are at no cost to you. If you found today's episode enjoyable, take a moment to leave a review, follow me on Instagram, or give the podcast a 5-star rating. A touch of good karma can go a long way. Until next time, stay curious. There's magic in this modern world.